starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast and the Saturday Debrief. It is day 60 on our journey towards financial freedom. Since I have been speaking with you as of the 20th of March or 2 months ago, my portfolio value grew by 33.2%, and such despite all the turmoils, the headlines, the news, the uncertainties, the fear of the past 2 weeks and beyond. We have been talking over the past episodes on how, by keeping my course on my investment strategy, no matter what, through discipline, acting with reason rather than emotions, is an absolute key component of building wealth. We spoke of the value of investing in companies paying dividends, and through my latest investments, and thanks to the recent headlines, I have been able to increase my yearly dividend payments by 42%. Now, for those who just joined this podcast, I am using myself pretty much as a guinea pig, documenting my journey towards financial freedom. I am 38 years old, married, no children. I have lived and worked in 12 countries, which in majority include what we call remote locations or third world countries, a term I actually not like very much. I actually hate that term, but my daily job now consists of managing 2 luxury hotels in Asia, which did not happen overnight, believe me, and which required an unbelievable amount of sacrifice, hard work, passion, and dedication to reach that level at a young age. While I did live in countries where I had the highest chances of saving money, I, on the contrary, spent practically all my income on things that expert consumers, as myself at the time, tend to fancy. Tech, home decor, clothes, shoes. I'm not even sure how I actually managed to spend so much of what I used to make. The hospitality business is probably the lowest on the salary pay scale. However, we as expats in the industry would not usually have to take care of rent, food, utilities, insurance, or basically what constitutes usually a good 50% of one's salary, or even more. Supposedly, such should have been a great opportunity for me at the time to start investing with a high disposable income and no debt. Well, I did not, but you would always see me with the latest gadgets, looking fantastic. I will blame only myself for that. I could have tripled my net worth today should I have received my wake-up call on investing sooner. 2 years ago, that wake-up call arrived when I, for the first time, felt like I had no financial purpose, that I had reached a high level in my organization through hardship and sacrifice for all these years for nothing, as I had no goal, and as an expert consumer, I also did not understand the value of money. I had a change of mindset practically immediately, which was prompted right after taking my first step into investing, as it did start a chain of events leading me today to talk to you. I had $2,600 left and I opened my brokerage account. It took me 1 year of self-education to reach a level of understanding and maturity, allowing me to form my own investment strategy, develop a good level of understanding on the different dynamics of the markets, as well as solidify my understanding of corporate finance. Discipline in my monthly investments, drastic reduction of my expenses to the benefit of investment, also drastic education, I must say, eradicating my wants and developing a long-term plan through budgeting in addition to working harder to increase my income through salary increases, promotions, and bonuses. All of that has led me to start this journey today. The process of getting there is addictive, believe me, and did make me a happier person as well. That is all now in the past, but my point here is to those who recognize themselves in the thinking process of a consumer, I can assure you that you will not regret taking charge of your financial future today. The chain of events that will mark your transformation into what you have always aspired to be is very real. Let's reach out and talk more on your current situation and see if we can learn from one another. get in touch through my website, www.thenewinvestorpod.com, thenewinvestorpod.com, and trust you will subscribe as well to the podcast. I wish you a beautiful and eye-opening weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.